Now for our story. Del Shipley tossed restlessly in her bed in Wakefield's Brown Palace Hotel. Del kept thinking of what Lily had told her tonight, that Peggy Douglas, Lefty's daughter, planned to marry a man she didn't love rather than bring up the child she believed to be Bill Meade. But Del knew this child was not Bill's, was actually Lisa Fenner's. If only she could persuade Lefty how important it was to postpone Peggy's marriage, make him understand without breaking her promise to Lisa. But dared she attempt to see him when he'd made it so plain he didn't want to see her? At last she made up her mind. Her own pride was unimportant. Della rose and dressed. And a short while later...
Hello, Lefty.
Oh, it's you, Del.
Yeah, it's me. I had to see you, Lefty. There's something... Well, now that I'm here, may I come in?
Sure.
I know you didn't want to see me, Lefty. When you didn't show up at Aunt Mary's for dinner, I knew what it meant, but...
Sit down, Del.
I kind of figured you'd still be up. You always were a night owl.
I'm not anymore. We usually hit the hay pretty early around here. But tonight I had a couple of things I wanted to think over.
Is there something bothering you?
No, not particularly. Nothing I can't handle anyway.
Oh. Place looks swell, Lefty.
Thanks. But you didn't come out here at 11:30 just to talk about the wallpaper.
No, of course not. I was only making conversation. When you haven't seen a person for a long time, it's tough to know where to start.
Sometimes it's better not to start.
But only sometimes. Lefty, you don't look much different than when I met you years ago. Remember?
Sure, I remember. But why talk about the past?
It's hard not to think about the past, Lefty. Being here in this room and seeing the same thing.
Belle, why did you come here?
I remember that old globe of the world so well. You toted that thing around with you for years.
I wouldn't feel right without it.
Didn't Peggy take a crayon once and scratch out half of North Africa?
Yeah.
She was such a spunky little kid.
I'll say she was. Gosh, the things that kid could dream up. The mischief she got into.
Yeah, like the time she painted black spots all over the white calf to make it look like the picture in a reader. You wrote me about that one.
Yeah, I guess I did.
Peggy must have been about the age she is in that picture over the couch. That's a good picture of her. There used to be another one next to it.
If you mean that picture of you, Del, I took it down.
So I see.
When a thing's finished, it's finished, that's all.
Maybe so, Lefty. But you're sure it is.
Del, why can't you understand? Don't women ever? A man doesn't want to keep harping back.
It's not a question of harping on things, Lefty.
Isn't it? Del, if the thing was wrong last year, it's not going to be any better this year. So where's the point in talking about it?
Sometimes people get to thinking. When they do, sometimes they realize they've made a mistake.
Well, I don't work that way. I'm not one of those guys who blows hot one minute and cold the next. You ought to know that, Del.
Yeah.
You ought to know I've got a memory like an elephant. I never forget anything.
You mean you only forget the things you want to? You hang on for dear life to the things you want to remember. Doesn't it ever occur to you that maybe those are the things it would be better to forget?
I'd say that's for me to decide.
I suppose so. Crazy world.
Sure, it's crazy, but...
When I think how unhappy you were years ago, how you worried about finding your kid and how I persuaded you to look for her.
I've never denied you had a lot to do with my finally coming down here, finding Peggy.
It's just funny the way it turned out. Because that's really what split us up. Peggy.
I'd say it was the way you treated Peggy that split us up. The way you turned against her during that murder trial.
It was because of you, Lefty. You know that. I couldn't see you taking the rap when I knew you were innocent.
But you didn't mind letting an innocent young girl down, did you?
Oh, but I didn't know she was innocent. Certainly looked as if she was mixed up in it.
That's just because you didn't know Peggy well enough to suspect her of such a thing. That's what I'll never forget, Del. That and the fact that you were going to tell her I'm her father. that you were going to break your word to me.
And if I behave so badly toward her, why doesn't Peggy hold some resentment against me? She doesn't, you know.
Peggy's like that. She's too darn sweet to hold a grudge against anyone. Besides, she knows you're a good friend of Aunt Mary's. She doesn't want to cause her aunt any unhappiness.
That's the way you've got it figured out.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Your kind of sense, I guess. But it seems to be a whole lot different from my kind. I was thinking tonight before I came out here. The way things get balled up.
Things don't get balled up, Del. It's people.
I don't know. Sometimes I think it's more bad luck than bad management. Look at us.
I'd rather not.
Look at the way we wound up. And yet everything I did there in Chicago was because I loved you. I didn't want you to be hurt. This is how it turns out.
Oh, what's the use of hashing the whole thing out over and over? What good does it do? The best thing for you is to go back and forget all about the whole thing.
You think I never should have come down to Wakefield, don't you, Lefty?
Well, all this stuff you're talking about is water under the bridge now. Besides, I wouldn't do you any good, Dale. Even if things were different with us. I belong here on the farm now. I never want to leave.
Oh, that wouldn't matter, Lester. If we could just get back to where we used to be. Knowing we had each other. Even if we were apart.
It wouldn't be the same now. You belong in Chicago running that nightclub of yours. And I belong here helping Aunt Mary and Randy with the farm. Watching over Peggy.
Watching over Peggy, yeah. Lefty, when I came down here, I confess I hoped that you would have changed. Maybe have forgotten some of your resentment against me. But when you didn't turn up for dinner, I knew that it was no go. I was going to forget all about it. Forget about Aunt Mary's proposition and everything. But tonight, I found out something. Something that made me change my mind. I had to see you and talk to you.
All right, we've talked. You know how I feel. I'm sorry, Del, but that's the way it is.
Oh, wait a minute, Lefty. You don't know. You can't know. The point is, well, there are two things sort of tied up together. Aunt Mary's proposition and...
Aunt Mary's proposition?
Yeah, you know about it, don't you? This idea she has for starting a place for the young people where they can dance and have a good time?
She mentioned it.
Has she said anything about me in connection with it? About wanting me to help her get it started? Run it?
I believe she did. I told her it was a crazy idea.
I see. It would mean that I'd have to be around, run down from Chicago once in a while. Perhaps stay here part of the time. We'd be bound to see each other. You wouldn't want that, Lefty, would you? Even if you knew that I was doing it just for you. Just so you wouldn't get hurt.
As Del waited for him to answer, Lefty didn't know it. But he needed Del now as he had never before. Because Peggy Douglas, his daughter, was about to enter a marriage which would cause only unhappiness for her and for Lefty. And no one but Del had the knowledge to stop that marriage.